Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out in our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world, so does your world, so does the world, so does all the countries of here, our dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us. We come together each day in meditation to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. This is the way you transform your energy, and this is what you send out to everyone in your world across all of Mother Earth. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 49. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Accept, do not judge, and move on. To willingly receive, approve, agree, to say yes. This is the second week of watching the Olympics, happening this year in Vancouver. And I've been really pleased to notice in so many cases when the people who are in the Olympics did not get like the first position or they were bumped out, how they responded, at least how they responded publicly. There's one American who's skating, I think they call it the short skate. He's a speed skater. His name, let me remember his name, Apollo Ono. And he was moving up from, I think, fourth position to third position to first position. And as he was going to make that move, a person behind him from another nation actually shoved him, touched him, moved him out of the way, and almost tripped him up. But he found his balance. It's amazing to me that they are so, I guess, trained and became one with the eyes. We talk about becoming one with the space, the energy, the flow, the light, God essence. He was so much in harmony that he didn't even realize at first what happened, that he was bumped, until he saw the playback. And what I observed, how he was willing to accept what happened without regret, without upset, to simply say, oh, that's what happened. And he still got a medal. He medaled, I don't remember, maybe it was second or third instead of first. Instead of misusing his energy in anger and upset, he simply said, yes, I see what happened. He wasn't angry, didn't get all that emotional running through him. He conserved his energy, staying focused on his purpose. At this point in time, he has still won more medals than any other American at one time in the same category, in the same one, the one Olympic event that year, this year. And he has two more races to go, and he can outdo that. So I observed how he actually is the embodiment of accept, do not judge, and move on. And the power in coming from this place, staying focused, positive, in tune with yourself, not thrown off by outside external circumstances, and remembering, in essence, the prize, his purpose. And what is his purpose? Sure, it's to win, but to enjoy the entire total experience. And that's what he's trained for, to win and be here, to be one with it all. It's just, I guess, so gratifying to observe people who have come to this place. That's a true champion in each of us. To not blame outward people or experiences or people have done or have not done. To be centered inside, grounded in our higher truth, motivated from this higher place, and to act from that place. And that's what I want for each of us, to be willing to receive as we stay grounded inside, not thrown off by the seeming outward distractions, things maybe that seem like they're coming to you, remembering who you are, remembering your purpose, staying true to that. That's accepting. It doesn't mean you have to like what happened. You accept what happened. You agree, yes, that's what happened. And you remember, as Apollo Ono remembered, he was still in control of how he responded. He was still in control of the final outcome. By staying grounded inside, focused at all times. He was so focused, he didn't even realize in the moment that he had been pushed and thrown out of position so he couldn't move up to where he intended to go. And yet, he still stayed there. He still pushed forward. That's what they do in his game. But he pushed from an inner place, not an outer place, staying centered on his intention. And he still was in the top three, receiving his 7th Olympic medal. We don't all receive medals every day. We don't all receive acknowledgement at all for staying centered and grounded and focused on our purpose. It's about remembering who you are from the inside out. You're remembering. I know it doesn't always seem as easy when there's no one else there giving you this prize. It's an internal prize, and it shows up in external ways. Not necessarily from the exact thing that you did. It's an accumulation of thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. And it will show up in numerous gifts that you will receive that seem to just come out of the blue. It's accumulation that you, it's as if you put it into a spiritual bank, and at some point it reaches a certain amount, whatever is the right amount for you, and the gifts keep coming in, one after another, as if the waves of the ocean keep bringing you forth one treasure after another. And it's so important for you to accept each one, no matter how small or insignificant or large that it may appear to be, to accept each one with a full, glad, and grateful heart, knowing how blessed you are. How blessed you are for all that you have, all who you are, and all that you receive. This is accepting without judgment and moving on, which allows you to bring in that much more prosperity into your life. By staying centered in authentic peace, one inside, harmonious within you, flowing with the outside. So whatever happens, you're not thrown off. You simply stay focused and move from the inside out on your clear intention, welcoming everything, saying yes to everything as you continue to move forward to receive your continuous prosperity, accepting from love, totally one with yes, and letting all other emotions dissipate back to the nothingness from where they came. No concern about what others say or think of about you. No concern what may or may not happen. Simply saying yes to this perfect moment now. The only time that matters. The time that will affect all else. Right now. Agreeing with this moment. Whatever it is now. And bringing what's within you out. Powerful being who you are. Everything that life has prepared you for, just like the great Olympians who practice for years to get to this place. And at some point, when you step on, in this case, the Winter Olympics, the ice or the mountain, you're no longer thinking about how to do it right, what people will say, to be fully here, to be fully present, to be the winner, to be the champion. Simply show up and move and speak and feel from the inside out, being your true greatness. This is to accept, do not judge, and move on. And that is probably one of the really amazing things about the Olympics, how everyone seems to have a story, how they got there, what they overcame to be here, what they are overcoming in the moment right there, what they face. In the Winter Olympics, it's the weather for so many of the events. Weather that you can barely see through, and yet they are running a race. So easy to go into judgment, to blame. And yet, within each of us, to truly be the champion, is to know we, you, yourself, and your higher self, are totally in control. You hold the power inside. This is following that inner compass that sees all, that knows all, will guide you safely to wherever you are meant to be. This is to accept, do not judge, and move on. This is to accept, do not judge, and move on. This is how, visually speaking, people move mountains in their life, in others' lives. It's a powerful message. A one to remember, especially when you feel all this emotion coming forth as a negative emotion. To remember, accept, do not judge, and move on. Be the champion who you are. Allow yourself to be transformed from the inside out so you fly through life with grace and ease. Regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. We will keep today's message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down, focusing on your heart, feeling your breath coming in and out. Focus on your heart center. Breathing deeply, slowly, yet ever so gently. Any ideas that may come up, allow them to flow through like clouds passing in the sky. As you focus on your heart center, breathing in and out, in and out, in and out, feeling yourself drawn to the center of your being, coming inside, noticing the sea of color here for you now. Feeling the energy within. Recognizing this feeling again. Feeling yourself almost melting in the power and presence of the energy within, being drawn as if from a magnet deeper and deeper inside, noticing the light at the center of your being, the magnetic light calling you forth. Focused on this light, feeling the peace that calls you within. This light shining as a glowing star. As you focus on it, it seems to grow larger and larger, wider and wider. Feel the peace, dear one. Feel the peace as you allow yourself to become one with your soul essence now under grace. Feeling every cell and atom of your being lighting up from the inside out as the rays from this most brilliant star radiate out, warming every cell and atom of your being. Feeling your entire being warming up from this light inside. From this heat within, feel the peace, the calm, the tranquility. You are one, the divine love essence. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity. Accept this willingly. Receive this blessing. know you are blessed. Yes. Say yes. I am blessed. Feel yes. Yes. I am blessed. No. You are blessed. Yes. I am blessed. Blessed am I. I willingly receive my blessings. I agree. I am so blessed. I believe. I am so blessed. I accept these blessings. Yes, I am blessed. Be one with this blessing who you are, yes, thank you God. All the blessings I have, all the blessings I am, all the blessings I receive. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and to live your life with this authentic acceptance of who you are, what you receive, and what you have. To welcome with a glad, open, receiving, and grateful heart the invitation of life that you are given, the invitation to fulfill your higher purpose, to be you now. So as we began, we breathe, noticing the light within, remembering we are one with our soul being, our God self, our higher self. As we breathe, long, deep, gentle, and slow breaths, bringing this knowingness of yes, I am so blessed with us, as we feel ourselves coming back to the surface, back to our everyday lives, one with this truth. Now breathe into your heart, into your head, squeezing your hands and your feet ever so gently. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We open ourselves to be divine vessels of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be one with it all. Stay grounded inside and know who you are, the true greatness. Yes, I am so blessed who I am. Om, om, om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.